Our Father and our God, thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the ministry on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for the hope that is given by resurrection. Thank you for the power that is released unto us. Lord, this morning, we have come to celebrate that which you did through the cross. That free gift you are giving unto us. That enablement that came through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, this morning, may you cause that power of resurrection to work not only in our midst, but in our life this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, this service, let it be a time that we're going to resolve issues in our lives by the power of resurrection, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I yield myself unto you. Glorify your name. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord. This morning, we are looking at the power of resurrection. And unusually, I'm going to read a very long passage this morning. You know, I don't usually like to read two long passages on Sunday service. But this morning, we are going to read a very long passage. Book of John, chapter 20. The book of John, chapter 20. And we are going to read from verses 1 to 19. So we are going through 19 long verses. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, into the sepulchre, and see the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth, and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. Verse 4. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying, yet went he. Then comes Simon Peter. Then comes Simon Peter, follow him, and went into the sepulchre, and see the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went he also other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Verse 10. Then the disciple went away unto their own home. Verse 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and saw two angels in white sitting, the one corner, the one at the head, and the other at his feet, where the body of Jesus had been laid. And they said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and they know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Who seekest thou? She said, she supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if you are borne him hence, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. See love. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told disciples that she has seen the Lord and that he has spoken these things to her. Then they came at the last verse now. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. Praise the Lord. I'm sure we are familiar with this story. It's going to be the background for my message this morning. I'm not going to go through the story step by step, but I want to draw our attention or remind us that this world is controlled by powers. And it has always been controlled by powers. And each time I hear that song, I ruminate about it. It always makes me in my life. Bara wami. Ayea. Bara la wa you. Agbara. Towa ye ulika. Jesu jowo. We live in the world of powers, and two dominant powers control the world. Every other power is a subsidiary of these two powers. There are so many subsidiary powers, but they belong to two conglomerates. The first conglomerate of power is the power of death. And the second conglomerate of power is the power of resurrection. The power of life is under the power of resurrection. When we talk of the power of death, that's where we find sickness. That's where we find sorrow. That's where we find disappointment. That's where we find calamity. That's where we find accident. Everything that makes man to be happy, they are under the power of death. And before the advent of the power of resurrection, power of death was dominant. And that is why when Jesus came, he said the devil has come to do what? He said three things. Can you mention it? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. That was all. If enemy cannot kill, he will try to steal. If he's not stealing, he wants to destroy. Those are the three things. So those were the powers. But Jesus said, the Son of Man has come that may do what? May have life and have it abundantly. So contrasting the two powers in the world. And that way he said, when he said, my half life, he said, I am the resurrection and life. There is no life without resurrection. So the two dominant powers, The power of death was dominating. But it was when resurrection morning came that we have access to the power of life. Remember, even Moses did not have access to that power of life. He was there, he died and was there. Father Abraham did not have access to that power of life. He died. He was there. Yes, they were in two different compartments, but somebody had the key. Who had the key? No, the devil was holding the key. Until Jesus descended to hell to go and rescue the key from the devil and liberate Father Abraham, liberate even the Moses. Remember, even the devil had the temerity to struggle for the body of Moses. Because the power of death was what was in operation. But Jesus, through his death on Calvary, when he rose up, he enunciated the power of resurrection, and that brought life. Let me tell you, what is the power of resurrection? It's the power of reversal. Somebody say reversal. Somebody say reversal. The power of resurrection is the power of reversal. Reversing situation. Turns it around. People were head down before, he reversed the situation. So if there is anything that needs to be reversed in your life this morning, the power of resurrection will reverse it. Because the power of resurrection is the power of reversal. It turns things around. It changes death to life. That's why we say, now Christians don't die, we pass from death unto life. It reverses the order. People had no access. It was only the high priest that could enter the Holy of Holies. The veil was torn and giving access to everyone. It reverses the law. It reverses the protocol. It reverses the procedure. We don't need the blood of bulls, the blood of goat, of rams. Even when David, when he was bringing the Ark of Covenant, finally, what did he do? Every six step, he will kill a ram. Do you read in your Bible? Every six, can you imagine? Step one, two, three, four, five, six. Before it takes the seventh step, they will kill an animal. Take it out. One, two, three, four, five. They kill another. You cannot imagine how many lives of ram were slaughtered. From where they were coming, every six step you kill ram. Just because they were bringing the Ark of Covenant. So because those things are not there today, many of us, we don't value that presence of the Lord. We don't understand what we have freely. But the power of resurrection reverses that order. You don't need to step on the blood of bulls, of ram to come to the Holy of Holy. Because there is a reversal. It's also the power of restoration that restore what was lost. I was discussing with the minister yesterday. I said, God will mention on Saturday. I said, today, historically, that was yesterday now, is used to be referred to as Black Saturday. Why was it called Black Saturday? Because on Friday, it looked as if every hope was dashed. And apostles were silenced on Saturday. It was very black. It was a Black Saturday. They were mourning. It was on Sunday morning that hope rose again. That's why the resurrection is the power of restoration. If there's any area in your life where situation has battered you, where condition has oppressed you, where what you are seeing is taking hope away, this morning, the power of oration will bring restoration of hope, of joy, of gladness, of progress, of advancement. In the mighty name of Jesus, the power of resurrection is the power that turns humiliation to celebration. Apostles were humiliated. Every follower of Christ was put to shame. But on Sunday morning, there was no more mourning. Celebration began. This morning, I decree unto somebody, I provide unto somebody life, a new celebration will commence in your life today by the power of resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus. And let me say, the power of resurrection is the legal basis of the authority that we have. You see, why do we have dominion over the, why can we speak to the devil confidently? Why? The only legal basis is the power of without that power, there was no legality. No, before that time, there was no child of God. Sons of God were not there. There were people of God, but no sons of God. Are you listening to me? Only Joachim came as the son of God. But before that time, you had no sons of God, though. You only have what? People of God. There was there was affiliation. Nobody was engrafted. So, when the power of resurrection came, it gave us the legality, the legal basis. Thank God we have lawyers and aspiring lawyers in our midst. One of the things in law, causing there's law of evidence. Barrister Una, am I right? Where's Una? Am I right? In law, there's what called the law of evidence. And the law of evidence cannot be taught without talking of exhibit. Am I right? Law is not complete without the law of evidence. And law of evidence cannot be taught without talking about exhibit. Now, let me tell you something. It was when I became a Christian, and I was reading this passage, I was reading the Bible, and I understood the reason why the resurrection is the legality. I will show you something in the book of, you see, I grew up as a Muslim. And in my area there, in our mosque, where we used to worship, in quote, we had some Islamic clerics that we respected, that we revered. And we used to follow them. We call them our Afawo, because we believe people know Afawo, Afawo, but in our own area, the Afawo, Afawo, they came from Iwo, and we believe they are very powerful people. So we defer to them. And he used to tell us, he will read Galatians chapter 3 verse 1 in Yoruba for us. Let somebody read it for me. Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. Please take the microphone. I put this one on. Let them read the Yoruba. So you see what I'm talking about. 3:1. Galatians chapter 3 verse 1.
Eyin alai ronu ara Galatia.
Eyin alai ni ronu.
Alai ronu.
Ok, eyin alai ronu ara Galatia.
Tala
atoyin je.
Eyin ki o ma se gba otito gbo.
Keyin o ma se gba otito gbo.
Le oju eni ti a fi Jesu Kristi han.
Le oju eni ti a fi Jesu yi han.
Laarin yin le eni ti o.
Laarin yin le eni ti a kan ma gbelebu. So he used to tell us that Jesus Christ was not one crucified. He was just replaced. That is in the Bible. Laarin yin leni ta kan mo agbelebu. Akika. And you will tell us and we will believe, we will clap for him. I will say, no, Christ was not crucified. Bibe di so pe laarin yin le eni ti aka ta lo ntan yin je itan je ni kini yi. That what we believed. But you see, when Jokai died, in that when he rose, when he appeared, he asked Mary not to touch him. Why? He wanted to preserve the, one of the reasons, apart from that he was here to be glorified, he wanted to preserve the evidence. When he appeared to them, he asked Thomas, say, can you touch my hand? Do you see the mark? Can you come and touch my side? Do you see the scar? And Thomas touched it. He saw that the scar was there. He touched the one. He saw that the scar was there. And I asked myself, the God that make a body that should have decomposed to rise, can he not take the sky away? Answer me. Can he not remove the scar in the hand? Can he not remove the scar by the side? But God wanted to preserve the evidence that people know there's a legal basis, so that it will be indisputable. It's an exhibit. Jesus Christ, after he resurrected, he carried this scar in his hand. He carried this scar in his body. Not because God that brought the dead from back to life had the power to remove that one. But God preserved the evidence. Today, this is your legal authority. This is your legal basis. Nobody can dispute. Even the devil cannot dispute it. So when I became a Christian, I read that part. I nullified that poison I was fed with. It was Jesus that was crucified. He was the one that was buried. He was the one that resurrected and rose from the dead. And by that, we have the legal authority. So if anybody asks, what is the basis of your authority? Is the resurrection the basis of my authority? If I speak to address them today, the resurrection power is the basis of my authority. If I rebuke the enemy today, resurrection is my authority. Without the resurrection, there's no legal basis for authority. It's the basis of everything. And that's why in Romans 8 chapter 11, quickly because of my time, can we look at it? Romans chapter 8 verse 11. What does it say? Romans chapter, it said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. If the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, then he will also quicken. There's a quickening spirit this morning. I say there's a quickening spirit this morning. That quickening spirit quickened your pace in life. That quickening spirit quickened your destiny. That quickening spirit quickened your health. In the mighty name of Jesus, if that spirit, if you are sick this morning, the quickening spirit will quicken your body. I will take the sickness away. In the mighty name of Jesus. See, the power of resurrection is all the power of repositioning. Test somebody repositioning. Because when Mary came, said, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for. He said, no, why are you seeking the living among the dead? Yes, they put Jesus among the dead, but the Lord repositioned him. there was a tectonic shift. God has shifted his position. God had repositioned him. Man positioned a man there. But the Spirit of God, the power of resurrection, repositioned him. I don't know where you have been positioned this morning that's so comfortable. When you are wriggling in pain because of sickness, that's not the way God positioned you. Am I right? But this morning, the Lord is going to reposition you. When somebody is going through trauma, through sorrow, that's not the way God positioned you. Condition of the country must have positioned you one way. Some malfunction in your body system might have positioned you in another way. Certain circumstances might have positioned you in another way. But anywhere you are positioned this morning, contrary to the will of God, contrary to the counsel of God, the power that repositioned Jesus will reposition you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, when they will position, they will see, they put a stone, very big one, to let them know that they were determined. Whatever the enemy has determined about your life before now, because you are part of this service this morning, the Lord is here. The Lord, the power that removed the stone from the tomb, which were you to see as it were the faith of Jesus, when they position you among the dead, that power will also come into your life and will come in conflict with everything that the enemy asks you to see your faith this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Resurrection power is power repositioning. Tell somebody I'm being repositioned this morning. Tell an apostle I'm being repositioned this morning. By the power of resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus. My time is running fast. Let me, because I see one, we need some time to pray. Let me just jump and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22-25, and after I enter into essential prayer. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 22-25. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. For as in Adam, evils on Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. I want to mark that one. Every man in his own order. Christ the firstborn. After all, they find that after all, they that are Christ at his coming, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put all rule and all authority. After put down, he must have put down what? All rules. All rule must be subject to him. So whatever rule is not favoring you today, the Lord is changing it. All authority. Because the authority given by the power of resurrection is the greater authority. Whatever authority is exercises any right over you, contrary to the counsel of God today, they are being put under the feet of the Lord Jesus. And all power, rules, authority, these are things that control this world. When you are in charge of all these three things, you are in charge of all the optics. Everything that anybody can use to deal with you are found in these three things: rules, authorities and power. Is it economic? It's under this. Is it marital? It's under this. Is it financial? It's under this. Is it earth? It's under everything. It's under these three things. But when you look at the Bible, say every man is on order. So the resurrection brought in a new order. Christ brought in a new, there was an order before. Order of authority, order of power, order of rule. But Christ brought in a new order. Tell somebody a new order is coming to my life this morning. Quickened by the power of resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus. See, under the power of resurrection, you have the, you know, a new order. You have the dominion. And then you have the victory. So, this morning, we are going to address every contrary rule. Every rule that's a contrary to your peace, contrary to your joy, contrary to your advancement, contrary to your progress, every rule. Because the Bible says it must be pulled down. So wherever they ever put themselves before, they are what? They are being brought down under the feet of the Lord. And every authority. You see, you can subject to illegal authority if you don't know. No people can exercise authority over you illegally without you being knowing. Let me tell you something. When I was in secondary school, there was one guy that was very big among us. And there was a friend of mine. He was as small, if not smaller than me. And there was this guy that was always bullying him. But not knowing we are in the same class. All of us were in Form 1. But he was exercising the authority of Form 5 over his fellow Form 1. That was an illegal authority. He can't carry his own bag. That my friend will carry the bag. He wants to buy a car. I give him money to go and buy a car. Till today, that my friend, his Ohe Lawa was seized. No, that was this taboo in English. Ohe Lawa. Till today, he confiscated it from him. And we are classmates exercising legal authority. But my friend was subject to him. So, even as Christian, the enemy may be exercising some illegal authority and you are just managing it. You are just condoning it. You are just making room for it. But this morning, every illegal authority, every authority contrary to the Lord Jesus Christ, today they are going to be pulled down. They will stop being exercised over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. You always stand on your feet. Take this verse. Can you give me NIV? NIV, Zechariah chapter 9. NIV, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. And we stand on our feet. And I will call Sister Abigail to come and lead on a prayer of worship for about 5 minutes before we go into prayer. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. Verse 11, please. Zechariah chapter 9, in NIV. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. I didn't say Sephaniah, Zechariah. Not Sephaniah. Yes, God bless you. As for me, because of the blood of my covenant. You know, this was the basis of resurrection. Are you listening to me? This blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary was what was used for covenant that led to resurrection. Do you agree with me? As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free. I will do what? Your prisoners from the waterless pit. So this morning, the power that raised Christ from the pit of hell, waterless pit, that's the pit of hell. That is zone of discomfort. That's the arena of sorrow. That's the area of humiliation. That is the stadium of weeping. Waterless pit, I will free you. This morning, the power of resurrection will liberate you from every situation that the enemy has been used to oppress you. In the mighty name of Jesus, rise on your feet. I call his sister Abigail to come and lead us in the worship. Where is that microphone? So come on. Okay. Please, I want to worship God. Now listen. What made Mary to see Jesus? Go to that book of John chapter 20 that we read. So that you know why I want us to worship God. John chapter 20 that we read. Go to verse 10, maybe 10, 11. John chapter 20. Please, media project for me. John chapter 20, go to verse 10. I think we'll read from verse 10 to 11 or 12. John chapter 20, John 20. Verse 10, go to verse 10. Now, see, then the disciples went away. They all came to the sepulchre. When they looked, and they didn't see anything. What happened? To where? To their home. Then go to verse, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked in. She tarried. She worshipped. She stood down. When you want the power of God to work in you, you need to wait in his presence. You need to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not a mechanical power. It's not a mechanical authority. That's when Mary was able to see Jesus. She tarried. The disciples went back. Even though the Bible says even the other one overran. Seal, I usually tell people, seal is not the same thing as commitment. And seal is not the same thing as knowledge. Mary tarried. Beyond this service this morning, if you want the power to work in your life on a daily basis, you have to tarry in his presence. Are you listening to me? It's not just rush hour. 5 minutes, you are off. No. You must learn to wait in his presence. You must learn to stoop or worship in spirit and in truth. Then you experience the power of resurrection. So this morning, we just worship God for a few minutes. But when you go home and leave service today, practice the habit of tarrying in his presence. Practice the habit of tarrying and worshiping and see whether you know experience the power of resurrection on a continuous basis.
Sholoba Elewi Eleshe Kabiye Sire Kabiye Sire
Worshiping God, I thank God for the instrumentalist. I want the instrumentalist to be low, to be lower. I want the worship to be elevated, and the instrument play in the background. Please go ahead.
There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot.
Oh, are still going to worship God. This prayer and meditation will be in two parts. I'm going to pray for you based on what the Lord has directed me. And after that, I will call Reverend Adina to take the second aspect of the prayer for about 10 or maximum 15 minutes. Remember, today, Resurrection Sunday, we are not following the normal church service routine. The Lord showed me something briefly. You can open your eyes and look at me. I wish I'd had a fuller explanation of it. But the Bible says we see in part and we prophesy in part. So what God has shown me in part, God will cause you to prophesy into it also in part. So I will just tell you what the Lord showed me. I will pray about it and pray two or three prayers. They are calling Reverend Dillon. We'll just go to another measure of worship. Then Reverend will come for about 10 or 15 minutes maximum and will come and wrap up the service. So, but nobody should think we are being in a hurry. Today is a resurrection service. The Lord, the way it came, was like somebody in a puzzle, was so a puzzling situation, like there's a puzzle to resolve. And that puzzling was, the face was gloomy, like looking for an answer to something. And it just came like, PowerPoint, when you do this transition, when the thing just flying. And I just saw the answer to the puzzle just came in. No, at that time, I saw something like a vacuum, like a hole. Where the puzzle was saying, this is where the answer will be, what should be there. I'm just telling you the way it was shown. I don't want to give my own interpretation. And suddenly, I just saw the answer just flew in. Like you are doing PowerPoint, when you press so and feel the vacuum, and the face brighten up. So I don't know the kind of puzzle in your life this morning, but by that revelation, I have the confidence that God is resolving a major issue in somebody's life today. So you are going to lift up your hands. Whatever question is begging for answer, whatever vacuum is there that needs to be filled, because I just saw that thing. And I know the answer was written in white color and came to fill that black spot. And immediately the answer fitted into that vacuum, the face brightened up. So I want you to speak unto God. Whatever, I don't know if there's anybody who's having a matter that is, longing for resolution, a puzzle that yet to be resolved, a vacuum that yet to be filled. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I just told you what I saw. Now just pray. I don't know any understanding you have about it. You pray about it. According to your understanding. Ske impe super paska in de keskepo. Randa kaska imbri satalaba. Ska ibro sopo shandalaba. Raanda kaska pa shantaliba. Rende keskepo ska palaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning, I pray for your people, whether those who are here or those who are joining online. Whatever is the puzzle in their life, Lord, resolve it this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever questions begging for answer, let the power of resurrection go and fetch the answer and put it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever vacuum is existing in any life, my Lord and my God, let the power of resurrection feed that vacuum. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever matter is yet to be resolved, my Lord and my God, let that matter be resolved in that life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whoever countenance is down, whoever spirit is down, let the power of resurrection brighten that life. quicken that life and bring joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, I want to pray for anybody who is sick. You don't need to come out here. We are talking about the power of resurrection, and it's available here. Or you want to stand for anybody who is sick, just put your hand on anywhere, or if you are standing for them, put your hand on your head and mention that person and the nature of sickness. And if you are here, just put your hand on your chest and begin to pray about that thing. Or if you're in a particular area, put your hand on that area. And as I begin to pray, Skapantalima ska imbre ke skeposhka imbra laska pakatalaba skeposka papa skeposka paliaba rendeke skeposka pa randa kokakaka sapaliaba renseke poska paliaga jerima ska paulaga skeponda lama skeponda labaska lesaita labaka skedo in the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, I stand in the authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and I speak with the authority in the name of the Lord. Whoever is having any form of sickness in our midst this morning, either they are here or they are online, either personally or standing for anyone, every form of sickness in this life or the lives, although we are, they are standing for, I rebuke right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree healing. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, as soon as they hear of me, they will obey. The stranger shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their places. Every stranger in these lives, on the lives of people they are standing for, I rebuke you. Get out of their bodies right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the power of resurrection quicken their mortal bodies and restore wholeness of health. In the mighty name of Jesus. The next prayer I want to pray before I call for Pastor Reverdina. Is there anybody who is giving on something? You are giving on a certain area of life. You are tired. You are frustrated. You are confused. And you are about giving up. The Lord wants to reposition you this morning. Now, if you are in that, but I'm not saying come out because we don't really have time this morning. But that position, just put your hand on your chest as I pray for you. Skaanda, lila kutalaba, skaanda, lila la la skumpo soto libaba, skahimbri laga, skopondo loboske, lariman skahida, liske pondo loboska amba, leske ponda laba. Father, I stretch forth my hands to these people who are here and those who are online. Let my hand be an extension of your hand. And from this hand, let power flow into this life. And let there be a repositioning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, the disciples are giving up on the Lord. The word are giving up on him. They thought it was finished. But on the resurrection morning, you brought up about it quickly. Father, every hope that is getting dimmed, every vision that's getting blurred, every aspiration that is bringing frustration, every pursuit that is bringing sorrow, Lord, today, let there be a quickening by the power of resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Father and my God, everyone who have been positioned wrongly, contrary to the counsel of the Lord, Lord, I ask and I pray, let there be a divine repositioning right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, if there are any deformation in any life, any deformity in anybody's life, deformity in any part of your body, every malfunction of any organ of the system, now let them be corrected. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be corrected. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be corrected. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the power of resurrection straighten it out. Straighten it out. Every deformity, every deformity in their life, let the power of resurrection straighten down and remove deformity and correct right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, because it is done. Blessed be your name forevermore. We worship about 2 more minutes, and Pastor Reverdino will come and take the second session of prayer. Worship.
Amazing God. Amazing.